Hey there. Welcome to the first episode of a special segment we're going to call Cop Church. Now, why would we do a cop church here? Well, because we all know that cops don't always enjoy going to church. And even though we don't want this to be a replacement for church, we want this to be something that's available to our friends in law enforcement out there who may not have the time. Maybe you're working a shift that's overlapping with when you would normally go to church. Maybe you haven't found a new church, which is kind of my case here. I just haven't found one that feels like home just yet. So we decided to start doing this. It's going to be a short segment here, just with a short little message that is specifically tailored to law enforcement. And as this is the first in this cop church, I thought that I would start at where else? The beginning, right? Let's start at the beginning of the Bible. And we're going to figure out how Genesis 1 verse 1 is relevant to law enforcement. And let's get right into it here. Genesis 1, 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, to start out with, I want to focus on the first four words of this verse here. In the beginning, God. Now, when you come on duty, I would guess that if you're like most that I know, you put on your gun belt, right? You put on your vest, you turn on your radio, you get everything synced up, body cameras, if you have those. And then you have to log on to your computer and get your car started. Depending on the time of year, you either get that heater or that air conditioning going, and it's time to get your shift started. But in the beginning, God. I think it's of utmost importance that we remember that we start our shift, we start our day with God. And I think that that's why the Bible itself says, in the beginning, God. Now, it's a good place to start, right? This is the beginning of creation here that we're talking about. But it's also where we should start each and every beginning that we come up with. And there's many beginnings for us, right? There's beginning of life, as we see here, beginning of creation. There's beginning of marriage, beginning of parenthood. You know, you have your first kid. There's beginning of a career. There's the beginning of a promotion. Say one of you promotes to sergeant, lieutenant, so on and so on. There's the beginning of each and every day. And each and every day should begin in the Word of God. Now, even Jesus, when he began his days, the Bible says that he would get up early before everyone else, and he would get away from everyone else in order to spend time in prayer. Because even Jesus, the very Son of God, he understood how important prayer was in everyday life. It's important that we establish that fellowship with the Father so that we know that we're not going out there on our own. And in fact, before I started this message here, I prayed because in the beginning, God. So when we begin our shift, we do all those things, yes. But if we want to have fulfillment in our jobs, if we want to go out there knowing that we've put on the full armor of Christ, right? The full armor of God from Galatians. The first thing we have to do is in the beginning, God. Now, there's another in the beginning. There's another reference to this, another point of view, I guess. And it's from John. It's from the epistle that John wrote. And John is very poetic, but it's absolutely 100% God-led here. And it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, we know that the Word spoken of here is Jesus himself. But also, I believe that John is pointing to the necessity that we begin our days with the Word. And if you want to pray, right, in the beginning, God, you pray to God. If you want to hear from God, you need to open up his Word. Because if you don't open up this nice long email text message that God has sent you, and all you're doing is praying to him, if you want to hear from him in the beginning of your day, open this up. This is a way to have a conversation. This isn't a lecture, and we don't lecture God. We have a conversation with him. And as I pray, I read, and it's a two-way conversation. So with that said, in the beginning, God, I would encourage you to start your shift in the word. I would encourage you to start your day in the word. I would encourage you to start your shift in prayer, making sure that your will is in alignment with God's. And before we get off here, little encouragement here, because these are crazy times, kind of walking through the fire, it seems like lately. So Isaiah 43, verse 2, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. So with that in mind, I'm going to pray over you. Loving Heavenly Father, watch over these listeners today. Those in law enforcement, I pray that your protective covering is upon them, that the full armor of God is upon them from Galatians, and that your will would be done in their lives, that every contact that they make today will be for their good and for your glory, Lord. And it's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. All right. God bless. And until next week, this has been Cop Church. All right. Take care.